Well, if we learned one thing today, Cheese, it's that cheerleaders and high explosives don't mix.
You couldn't put that again, Mac.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you, buddy. You're a genius.
Oh, yeah? Well, then how come I can't get my VCR to stop blinking 12 o'clock?
So what'd you guys think?
Hey, hold the phone,
Joe, it's your mom.
Oh, it's mommy.
That's nice.
Wow. So, what did you think?
Well, that was, okay.
It wasn't the best.
That was one of the worst things ever. And not just on TV.
What are we going to tell him?
Well, the lighting was okay.
Oh, no, you don't. You got lighting last time. Lighting is mine. I have costumes.
Oh, great. That means I'm stuck with... So we were watching you in there, and you were sitting right here. Whoa!
What are you going to do, Phoebs?
I don't know. I can't lie to him again. Oh, no, I'm just going to press my breasts up against him.
And say nothing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
Wow, well, my folks really liked it. Hmm. So, what did you guys think?
It wasn't that good.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day.
Favorite animal says very much about you.
What, you mean behind my back?
Oh, hi, you guys. Oh, my God. You're never going to believe what happened to me today. I am sitting in my office.
You guys! You're not going to believe what my agent just told me.
Joey, kind of in the middle of a story here.
Oh, sorry. You finish.
Okay, so anyway, I'm sitting in my office, and guess who walks in?
I'm going to be on 2 TV shows.
Oh, that's Joey.
Oh, you weren't finished?
Yeah, guess who walks into my office is the end of my story. It's Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren walked into my office.
Rach, you're going to start another story. At least let me finish mine.
It's the same story.
Wow, it's really long.
Anyway, Ralph just came in to tell me that he's so happy with my work that he wants me to be the new merchandising manager for Polo Retail.
Oh.
Still get a discount on wedding dresses?
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
Well, these really are the days of our lives.
What?
Well, since you ask. They want me back on Days of Our Lives.
God.
I get a big pay raise.
Oh.
I'll be playing Drake Grimore's twin brother, Stryker.
I get to hire my own assistant.
Oh.
What? I got a head rush from standing up too fast.
Job for 4 years?
That's right.
Okay, well, this is all very impressive, Hilda. I just have one last question for you. How did I do? Was this okay?
What?
I've never interviewed anyone before. I've actually never had anyone work for me before. Although when I was a kid, we did have a maid, but this isn't the same thing.
No, dear, it's not.
No. And I know that. All right, well, thank you so much for coming in. It was nice to meet you.
Good meeting you.
All right. I'm a total pro.
Hello?
Well, hi, yes, I'm sorry, the models are actually down the hall.
Actually, I'm here about the assistant job.
Really? Okay, well, then, all right, we'll just have a seat there. So what's your name?
Tag Jones.
Uh-huh, go on.
That's it. That's my whole name.
That's your whole name, okay, of course it is. Okay, well, let's just have a look-see here.
I know I haven't worked in an office before, and I really don't have a lot of experience,
but... Oh, come on now, what are you talking about? You got 3 years painting houses? 2 whole summers at TGI Fridays?
It's lame, I know. But I'm a goal-oriented person, very eager to learn.
Okay, just hold on a second, please. Sorry, it's for human resources. Everybody has to do it. Would you just stand up, please?
No. Hey!
Anyway, I should go. Okay. Hey, sweetie.
Hi, sweetie. So what was it all the whispering?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Secret? Married people aren't supposed to have secrets between one another. We have too much love and respect for one another.
Aww. But still, no.
No, I'm serious. We should tell each other everything. I do not have any secrets from you.
Really? Okay, so why don't you tell me what happened to Ross junior year at Disneyland?
Oh, no, I can't do that.
If you tell me, I'll tell you what Phoebe said.
Okay.
So,
Ross and I are going to Disneyland, and we stop at this restaurant for tacos. And when I say restaurant, I mean a guy, a hibachi, and the trunk of his car. So Ross has about 10 tacos, and anyway, we're on Space Mountain, and Ross starts to feel a little iffy.
Oh, my God, he threw up?
No, he visited a town a little south of Throw Up. So what was Phoebe's secret?
Nancy Thompson from Phoebe's old massage place is getting fired.
That's it? I gave up my Disneyland story for that?
That's right. You lose, sucker. Please still marry me.
Chandler, you have an assistant, right?
Did she call? You told her I was sick, right? Always tell her I am sick.
No, I just don't know. How do you decide who to hire? I mean, I've got it narrowed down to 2 people. One of them has great references and a lot of experience. And then there's this guy.
What about him?
I love him. He's so pretty. I want to cry. I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do.
Come on, you know what to do. You hire the first one. You don't hire an assistant because they're cute. You hire them because they're qualified.
Uh-huh. No, I hear what you're saying, and that makes a lot of sense. But can I just say one more thing? Mm-hmm. Look how pretty.
Let me see. Oh, my God. Oh. But no. No, you can't hire him because that it's not professional. This is for me, yes?
Oh, you're right. I'll hire Hilda tomorrow.
Dumb old, perfect for the job, Hilda.
Let me see this guy. Wow. Don't show this to Monica, and don't tell her about the wow.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Terry.
Nice to see you again.
It's been a while,
yeah.
Huh? Well, it's funny. These halls look smaller than they used to.
It's a different building.
So, Stryker Ramore, huh?
When do you want me to start?
Why don't we start right now?
Okay.
Here are the audition scenes.
Audition? I thought you were going to offer me the part.
Why would you think that?
Well, I was Dr. Drake Ramore, Stryker's twin brother. Who looks more like me than me, right?
Everybody has to audition.
You know, Terry, I don't really need to do this. I got my own cable TV series. With the robot.
I'm sorry, Joey. That's the way it is.
Well, I guess you think you're pretty special, huh? Sitting up here in your fancy small hall building. Making stars jump through hoops for you, huh? Well, you know what? This is one star whose hoop
This is the star that the who, this who, I was Dr. Drake Lamore.
Hi, Tag. What are you doing here?
I just wanted to come by and thank you for not laughing in my face yesterday. And I noticed there aren't any plants in your office, so I wanted to bring you your first. There is a plant in your office.
Kinda.
Right. So I guess I shouldn't put good at noticing stuff on my resume.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, I'm guessing you hired somebody.
Well.
Gotcha. Thanks again for meeting with me.
But I hired you.
What?
Yeah, you got the job. You're my new assistant.
I am?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Me either. All right, first thing I need you to do is go downstairs and find a woman named Hilda and tell her to go home.